Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Yes, hello. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Can I please have your zip code to locate your account?
My name and location, is that what you said?
Can I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Oh, yes, 14221.
One four two two one.
Yes.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Naples, NAPLES.
Thank you. One moment, please, while I locate that account.
I feel.
Is that 14221?
Yes.
What's your first name, please?
John.
All right. One moment while I locate that account, please. Give me one moment, please. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address?
173 Hidden Ridge Common, Williamsville, New York.
Thank you. We'll see you have our earbuds and watch. How can I help you?
Well, first of all, I want to cancel any kind of subscription, any further activity, number one. And I'd like a confirmation of that, and a confirmation number, please. Secondly, I want to request refunds on things that I didn't. I have four charges from your company, three of which are not valid.
All right. So it looks like you signed up for the trial. You were given the products to try for you for 14 days.
And I didn't ask for products. I asked for one product, the $7.45 for shipping of earbuds.
Oh, I'm sorry. You paid, yeah. You paid the shipping price for it.
That's it. And there were two other things that I wasn't able to, I didn't say I wanted them. But there was no way for me to refuse them. So they both arrived. I was charged $9.97 for one and $14.95 for the other. And much more importantly, on the 31st of May, which is yesterday, I was charged $64.95. And I'm sure somewhere you people are going to claim that I was supposed to call and cancel. I don't even know what that is. It says earbuds. Am I being charged a full price for earbuds? Anyway, this is really shabby treatment, to say the least. So I'm notifying you. I've talked to the fraud unit at my credit card. I've talked to my bank, and they said to make an official phone call, which is what I'm doing. So I want to cancel any activity between you, whoever you are, and me, and I want to request refunds. Are you there?
Okay. Well, I mean, it is not refundable. Allow me one moment. Let me close out that account, please.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you just said.
It is not refundable. Allow me one moment while I close out that account, please.
It is non-refundable? Is that what you said?
Yes, we don't issue refunds. One moment.
Well, then issue a credit.
This is the same as a refund.
But what is the $64.95?
It's the full price for the product. You never paid for the product. It was only given to you to try free for 14 days.
Where was that stated? And nowhere did I see that. Was I told that?
It was stated on that website, on that same page that you was on when you signed up.
You didn't even state an email or a phone number. It was nowhere to know who you even are. This is all nonsense. Send me a cancellation email. Is that what you do?
One moment, please. In one moment. So I was able to close out the account as the carrier said the issue of 35% refund back.
Say it again, please.
And the issue of 35% refund back.
I still don't know what the first part of the sentence was. I heard you can't refund it, which is nonsense, but what did you say first?
As a courtesy, I will issue a 35% refund back.
35% refunded. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
35% of what?
I'm sorry?
You said 35% of what?
So it'd be 35% refund back from the earbuds. 35% of that charge, $64.95.
You're gonna refund 35% of that?
Yes.
Are you gonna send me a notification of cancellation?
Correct.
And how will you send that? In as an email?
Correct.
Do you have my email address?
Yes, we do. Give me one moment, please. One moment, please. All right, so I did go ahead and close out the account. I did issue that refund. You receive a 3 to 5 business days.
I'm sorry, you're going to close the account. What else?
You receive a 3 to 5 business days.
Is that 35% of just the local, the recent item, or of the whole, of all
the
four
recent.
items?
It's not for you. You wasn't charged for. It's for the recent full charge that you was charged.
Yeah, and why am I paying 65%?
35% because it's a courtesy refund. It's not refundable.
Well, do you have a confirmation number for me?
Give me 1 second, please. Give me 1 moment. So it's C as in Charlie.
Say it again.
C as in Charlie.
Yes.
And let's see. 3. C as in Charlie. C as in Charlie. F as in Foxtrot.
Wait,
T.
Not wait. CCF?
Okay. C as in Charlie.
Yes.
3. C as in Charlie. C as in Charlie. F as in Foxtrot.
Okay.
260. 0045.
All right. So I'll read that back. C3CCF. 260-0045. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Are you going to confirm that by an email?
Yes.
And are you going to confirm the 35% payment?
Yes.
All right. I'll expect that immediately or what?
3 to 5 business days. I'm sorry, within 24 hours.
Within 24 hours.
Yes.
All right. I have to furnish that to my bank and the credit card company because I'm disputing all four of these charges, of course. This is total shabbiness. All right. I will await that email. Thank you.
So you stated that you've already disputed it?
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I have to call the fraud unit back and let them know that I notified you via this phone call, which I'm recording. So I will do that, and I will expect 35% back, which is nonsense. We're refunding it all because it's all subterfuge and ridiculous. And you shouldn't treat customers like that. That's all. Is there anything else we need to do?
No. Allow me one moment, let me note the account. So they know that.
You what?
Allow me 1 moment, please. All right. All right. So you have to call us back with your bank in order to further assist, okay, since you filed a dispute.
Wait a minute, say it again.
You have to call us back with your bank to further assist since you filed a dispute.
I have to call you back with my bank?
Yes.
My bank is Bank of America. The credit card is Visa. They're not starting the dispute till I call them back and tell them that, A, I have talked to you, B, the nonsense about the 35% refund, and then they take action.
Well, since you already mentioned they disputed it, you have to call back with your credit card company.
Say it again?
You have to call us back with your credit card company.
I mean, I have to call you with my credit card company. What does that mean?
You have to call us back with your bank to verify that you haven't filed a dispute.
The dispute has not started yet.
Okay. Well, they will have to verify that.
Well, they will when they start it, but at the moment, they know who you are. They'll notify you when they start a dispute. They want to see your action first. They want to know that I get the email, and I will notify them of a 35% refund. They have not. They have all the information on the computer. They haven't started anything yet. They told me to call you first. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So I wish you'd send me the confirmation, please. And how do you refund the 35%? You send the refund to my credit card?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll wait for those two things to happen. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Pardon me?
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.